What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 77 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the brand new 718 Cayman GT4 from Porsche. That's right, everybody. We're getting a brand new GT4, and it's one that I am particularly excited about. As usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, everybody. So what is this brand new GT4 from Porsche? And why am I so excited about it? And why is this such an exciting car? Well, I mean, just looking about it should get you excited already, but it definitely gets me hyped up and pumped up. But the GT4 has always been a driver's car. It's not only my own opinion, but several automotive publishers have said it. And I know several people that actually have GT4s. And it's almost like an unaccepted truth, if you will, that a GT4 is one of the best track cars ever. It's just so balanced, and the power to weight ratio is great, and it's just such a good car to learn how to drive on the track. You know, if you're someone that wants to start tracking, this is a perfect car for you to get. And even people that are professional drivers and have tons of experience on the track love driving the GT4, because not only is it just such a good track car, but it's just fun. So enough about that. Let's get into the car specifically. So many things are different. This brand new GT4 is actually coming with a bigger engine that is naturally aspirated, and it is a flat six. Specifically, it's a 4-liter flat six engine, which is a little bit bigger compared to what it was before. It's going to have 414 horsepower and 309 foot-pounds of torque, which is an upgrade also from the previous GT4. You have a little bit of a bigger engine, and you have a little bit more horsepower as well. Outside of that, you're getting a bunch of new things with the car. You're getting a brand new wing that's a bit bigger. You're getting larger side air intakes that are by the doors. You're getting an all new front bumper. Plus, you're having a tad bit lower suspension, so it's going to sit a little bit lower than the previous GT4 as well. Weighing in specifically at 3,300 pounds, the brand new GT4, it's going to give you a top speed of 188 miles per hour. Because of the increased weight on the GT4, and the much bigger wing, it is a little bit lower top speed, and, you know, given the new bigger engine as well, it weighs a little bit more. But, I mean, that's okay if it's a little bit lower top speed. You're not really taking this car top speed anyway. This is a track car. This is a car meant for corners. So if you got a little bit bigger engine with a little bit more power but better downforce aerodynamics, it's totally acceptable. It's totally okay on this car. And the cool thing is about this rear wing too, which is bigger, it is adjustable as well, which can generate an additional 330 pounds of downforce. Not bad at all, Porsche. Not bad. Now, another cool thing about the brand new GT4, it's going to be sharing features from its little bit bigger and more aggressive brothers, the GT3 and the GT3 RS. Now, specifically from the GT3 RS is going to be the front suspension, and from the brakes, it's going to be the GT3. Now, overall, the car will rev up to 8,000 RPMs, which is pretty damn good for a manual car that's made for the track, as well as, of course, being a GT4, it is a 6-speed manual. So to conclude, basically, the brand new GT4, 718 Cayman GT4 from Porsche, it's a little bit bigger engine, more powerful, several mechanical features shared with its older brothers, which are bigger, more powerful, and better cars. And it's got better suspension. It's got a bigger wing. It's just awesome all around. It's just awesome. This GT4, in my opinion, from what I've seen, you may or may not agree, but it's just a kind of a fan favorite. It's something that's fun. It's exciting. You can't really hate the brand new GT4. It's just all around. You know, I've never seen a bad review of it. I've never seen a bad review of the GT4. And if you're checking this episode in particular, if you're checking it out on the YouTube, you're seeing I keep looking to the left. I keep looking at the pictures because it's hard not to look at. I even love the way it looks. It's just, it's great. I can see myself owning this car one day just to take it on the track. And again, this is one of the best cars. If you want to start tracking, this is a great choice to start out with. Again, even professional drivers and people that are not professional drivers but have tons of track experience love driving these cars. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. For whatever reason, Porsche continues to find ways to improve on perfection. The previous GT4, everyone literally thought was perfect for a track car. Like, you can't get anything better than this for the price point and what you get. Well, Porsche being Porsche, they made it better. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes episode number 77, talking about the brand new GT4 from Porsche, the 718 Cayman GT4. Don't forget to like on Facebook. Follow on Instagram. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to, if you guys are also looking as well, your favorite hat, shirt, sweatshirt, accessory, go ahead and check out the link in bio. Got a coupon code for you guys to use, www.tlog.com, if you're looking for the best car merchandise. Now, last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into the next episode, episode number 78. We're going to be talking about a car I'm head over heels for, a brand new Ford GT that Ford is releasing to their customers specifically for track use, and it's called the Ford GT MK2. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening.